Welcome, everybody. Joseph Robert, the fantasy football counselor, in the studio with Brian, the matchmaker.
What's going on, everybody?
Big episode today, Brian, the top 15 running backs.
We got the workhorses all lined up for you guys.
Brian, we had a huge draft last night on the Instagram Experts League draft there I had going. Had the live feed going on my Instagram yesterday, and it was booming, man. Lots of feedback from everybody. A lot of people liking my team, but a lot of people not liking my team.
Yeah, I'm on the side of not liking, but it's all good. We definitely have some upside there. You love your team, which is good, and that's all that matters.
Everybody loves their team, but I was really set on the players that I wanted there. I mean, for you guys who didn't tune into my draft yesterday on the Instagram Experts League, I'm in this league that has all the top Instagram accounts in regards to followers and activity and engagement in regards to Instagram. And we had this draft last night, and I have a phenomenal team. It's 12 team, 1 point PPR, one quarterback, two running backs, three wide receivers, a tight end, a flex. I love my team, Brian. I got to brag about this team.
Let's hear it. Who do you got?
All right. So I got quarterback, and I got great value. I think I got him in the sixth or seventh round. Andrew Luck at quarterback. I understand there's a bit of an injury concern there, but I don't know if you guys watched a video with Andrew Luck talking. He said, don't freak out. So I got Andrew Luck at quarterback. My running backs, again, people raising eyebrows, but I got Todd Gurley and Dalvin Cook. What do you think there?
Not too bad. You definitely have some upside there.
And then my wide receivers are elite talent, of course. We got
our boy Michael Thomas for sure.
I got Michael Thomas, Allen Robinson, and my boy Martavis Bryant, who's got all the upside in the world, who could be a wide receiver one in his own respect in fantasy. He's completely underrated, and I've got him as my third receiver. Got great value on him.
Absolutely. I was watching on the live feed there, and it definitely got some good value where you picked up Martavis. I seen you playing a little mind games on the Instagram live, trying to get guys, talk guys out of draft and Martavis, so he slid to you. So good to see that worked out.
But here's the funny thing. So here I am. Every time I mentioned a guy, they'd grab him. I'd be like, okay, this player and that player and that player. And every time I'd mention it, I wanted to pick up Kirk Cousins, my backup quarterback. I said Kirk Cousins and he was drafted.
Yeah.
And then I'd mention another player and they'd pick him up. It was crazy. So these people in my league are actually listening to my advice, although I was trying to give away false advice, and it actually works sometimes.
Yeah, it was almost like a poker game. You're trying to bluff and not bluff. Sometimes they called you on it. So it was pretty funny to see the interaction in it and the process of drafting live.
But the upsetting part, too, is my listeners. They know who I really like. So you can hear them like shouting out Martavis. I'm like, don't say Martavis Bryant when he's still, you know, someone else is going to pick him up. And they kept picking up these players that they knew I was going to grab. They kept saying names like Andrew Luck and stuff like that. They were still on the board, and they almost gave it away. But I was able to grab everybody I wanted. Now, you guys know I like rookies with upside, and that's what I drafted. So I got Kareem Hunt. I got Samaje Perine. Got, you know, lots of Dalvin Cook. Lots of elite talent at wide receiver and quarterback. I picked up John Ross. There is one player I really wanted, Brian. I really wanted Terrell Pryor, but as a rookie, I really wanted Corey Davis. I didn't get those two players, and that's the only upset about the draft.
Yeah, it's always sucks when that happens, when you really have your eye on a guy and he gets snatched up just before you.
All right, Brian. So let's get into this list here, straight to the point here. Top 15 running backs. Now, I want to mention a couple things about this list. I find that of all the lists in regards to, first of all, we don't like lists, but we're going to make this for you because we want to give you guys some sort of guideline to go with here. But I don't really like lists, but if there's one list that's going to change from the beginning of the season to the end of the season, the one that I find changes the most is the running backs.
Yeah, I mean, with receivers, you're pretty much set going into training camp who's going to be the wide receiver one, wide receiver two, wide receiver three on most of the teams. But running back, it's just a whole new ball game. You got hungry rookies coming behind these veterans looking to take their spot. Injuries, it's a very, very tough position to play. You're getting banged around a lot, so guys go down quite a bit. So that's why we always preach to draft lots of depth at your running back position.
So we've got this list, and again, guys, only take it for what it is. Don't take it seriously because it's coming from us, but I mean, be a little bit open-minded here. Just understand that this list is going to vary. Injuries play a factor, changes in rosters, other players stepping up. So many things are going to change by the end of the season, and we understand that everyone takes that into consideration, but some people don't. They use this as their main guideline. They live by it. They breathe by it. Keep into consideration that, you know, Samaje Perine or someone, just an example here, I'm not saying he will, could slide up and be a top three running back next year. We don't know, but we got to do this top 15 list.
Yeah, and when you're looking at the list or even any type of ranking system and you see if you're choosing between number four and number five, you can't take it too seriously. You got to go with your gut. You got to go with who matches your team and who you've drafted already. There's not really much of a difference between four and five. So, I mean, it's not like quarterbacks where there's a huge drop-off. The drop-off doesn't really start in the running backs till probably about pick eight.
Brian, you're absolutely right. Let's roll right into this. First and foremost, Brian, do you want to go through the list? It's our main man, David Johnson.
Yeah, we got DJ number one. Hard not to. He got the ball a ton last year, and what we're seeing reports is they plan on giving it to him even more. So excited to see what he's going to do this year.
And for all you new listeners, David Johnson was actually back in our podcast last year. Very excited to have him on board. We saw that projection come out before it happened, and people were laughing at me last year. Draft David Johnson first overall. Are you crazy? And sure enough, we were right about that. Very happy about that prediction. David Johnson proved he's elite talent. He's going to get tons of targets, tons of touches. He catches, he runs. He's got to be that number one spot. And I know some people are debating with Bell and Zeke. I still feel David Johnson is going to get that most volume, consistency, upside, durability, youth. He's got it all.
I mean, you can't go wrong with either one of these guys, Bell and Zeke. Every list you look at, it's either one of those two at the one and two spot. So, I mean, that's got to tell you something. Check out these stats. 293 attempts, 1,239 yards, 80 reception guys, and 20 touchdowns for a total of 407 points.
Yeah, and he's saying he's going to go 1,000 rushing, 1,000 receiving last year. If David speaks, I mean, I was in his man cave last year, and he predicted draft him first overall. Some people, again, thought it was funny, but he was accurate about that. So I'm not going to be surprised to see 1,000 rushing yards and 1,000 receiving from DJ.
And then next up, we got Le'Veon Bell, 261 attempts in such a short period of time. So you can tell they love the volume there. But they also didn't have Martavis last year, so they were lacking that secondary threat.
From what I'm hearing, he's not even in training camp yet. I'm not too concerned. The guy is physically able still. There's some question marks in regards to his contract and stuff like that, but I still see him producing really well. He'll be back with the Steelers this year, and he will put up solid numbers.
Yeah, there's no doubt in my mind. I'm happy with either one of those guys. Number three, we got our boy Zeke.
Yeah, and apparently the NFL, I think they're going to come to a decision in what's going on with all this drama surrounding Zeke. I think that was in the news, right, Brian?
Yeah, they're going to make a decision soon. They don't want to hold it over going into the season. So we're still, he could slide maybe a spot if he does end up with a suspension, but he's not dropping any more than one.
Yeah, I mean, if there is an issue with Zeke, solve it. If you want to suspend him, I mean, I don't see a reason to suspend him. There's no evidence on the allegations that I've seen. But I mean, I just want to kind of let this go. I'm sick of talking about it, but it keeps making headline news. It keeps casting a shadow on Zeke, and it affects us as fantasy players because I get DM'd about this all day. Now with Zeke and all these allegations, what do I do with them? And there isn't a more complete, solid running back in regards to consistency, depth, and youth. He follows the Cuddy system through and true here, absolutely. I just want to see his receptions go up a little bit, and Zeke is that perfect running back for fantasy.
Yeah, he only had 32 receptions last year, so we definitely want to see that go up.
All right, number four, Brian.
We got Melvin Gordon.
Melvin Gordon, as long as he stays healthy, I mean, all the upside in the world. He had a minor injury last year. Hopefully it doesn't affect him going through to this season. I like Melvin Gordon, number four. The upside's there.
Yeah, definitely. And then number five, we got probably as safe as a pick you can get outside the top three. We got Freeman.
Freeman, I mean, looking at the draft, Brian, I did pass up on Freeman. We were talking about this. You were yelling at me earlier today. I should have drafted Freeman in the first round. I mean, just to get that consistent numbers. But the problem here with Freeman is that, I mean, it hasn't affected him. I can't even say it's a problem, but with Coleman there, I just don't like anybody touching the touches from my running back there. I mean, he still managed to get 227 attempts. I ended up drafting Todd Gurley. He had 278 attempts. See, there's a big difference in the attempts. I think Gurley's going to get more volume than Freeman. That's why I ended up drafting him. But we're going through this list. You are a little bit safer with Freeman, but Brian insisted that Freeman go ahead of Gurley. But if we were to change this around, guys, grab Gurley before Freeman. I said it.
Yeah, I basically had to twist the counselor's arm to get Freeman ahead of Gurley, but it's all good. So that being said, next up, number six, we got Todd Gurley.
Todd Gurley, guys, look at his numbers last year, okay? 278 attempts, 885 yards, still consistent RB2 numbers. They have made tweaks on that O-line. He's going to get the volume. There's nobody else that's going to touch this guy in regards. Like, there's no competition there. There's no committee. I see people drafting Mixon as early in the second or third round. Mixon's in there with Hill and Bernard. And these guys are trusted on the Bengals. So Mixon comes in. He could be elite talent, but we don't know. Gurley is the guy. We know he's talented. We know he's young. You got to have some faith in Gurley. He had a rough year last year. Things happen. He's got to bounce back. Now, if he doesn't bounce back this year, I'm staying the hell away next year.
He'll be dead to us if he doesn't bounce back. Same with Blake Bortles. Next up, we got Shady.
Shady McCoy, Brian, I mean, Brian likes him. I think he's an aging back. He's almost 30 years old. But again, you know, Buffalo likes to run the ball. We had to put Shady on this list just based on his numbers, Brian. How good were his numbers last year?
234 attempts, 1,267 yards, 50 receptions, surprisingly, and 14 touchdowns.
I mean, that alone, I mean, you cannot ignore him. Again, to me personally, my gut feelings tell me there might be a decline based on age. I mean, look at that ceiling. How much higher can you go from that, especially at that age? And these are all things I take into account when I'm drafting a running back, Brian. I want to make sure that they're young and they've got that upside and they're going to continue at that pace. And I mean, there's got to be a decline soon.
Speaking of young guys with upside here, we also, next up, we have Jordan Howard.
Jordan Howard. Okay, so if there's anybody that's going to have a boom or bust year, it's Howard. Tons of upside in the world. Look at his numbers last year. He had 252 attempts, 1,313 yards, 29 receptions, and 7 TDs. He could go up from there, Brian, but I mean, they might want to integrate Langford. I heard you had some information. Someone messaged you something, Brian.
Yeah, we got some. We actually have sources now. That's how crazy the podcast is getting. I get some random messages from guys who have friends of players with some inside info. Apparently, they are looking into working Langford back into the mix. Apparently, he's a little bit more explosive than Jordan Howard. It has that breakaway speed, but I mean, that remains to be seen. We'll have to see how accurate these sources are.
Yeah, I mean, some guy messaged me. Won't say who. We'll just call him the sources.
Yeah,
and he said he knows some people on the Bears, and we got this inside information. Now, guys, we're not taking this seriously completely, but this guy could be accurate unless he's just totally blowing smoke. Either way, my gut feeling tells me that if anyone's going to bust, it might be Howard. I mean, I don't even know what's going on with that offense. I think Glennon is starting, from my understanding, but we have question marks with Meredith. We have question marks with Kevin White. I mean, from what I'm understanding from that same source and the research I'm doing watching these training camps, is that Cameron Meredith is the main guy there. It could be an exciting player with some upside there.
Yeah, if you look last year, he definitely got a ton of targets though, with that revolving door at quarterback there. It seems like they're going with Mike Glennon for now. They're going to work the rookie in over the years. So hopefully the source is right, or we're going to end up sounding like CNN putting out fake news.
Be careful when you draft with caution on Howard. And I was going to say that before the source told me.
Yeah, I'm a little on the flip side of that. I still, even with hearing this news, I think the upside with Jordan Howard is too there. He's just a bruising workhorse type of back, and he's going to create things and make things happen. So I'm still high on Howard. Next up, we got DeMarco Murray.
DeMarco Murray, again, we're picking him at his position because, again, he's got a great O-line and his numbers don't lie. 290 freaking three attempts last year. More attempts than anybody. I mean, he had the same amount as DJ last year. But, I mean, Murray, again, when is the decline happening? They are aging backs. They've got Murray's got Henry breathing down his neck now. I'm only assuming that those attempts are going to go down if Henry gets integrated a little bit more. We're going to be watching that training camp a little more heavily. I'm a little bit cautious drafting Murray this year.
I'm really not, to be honest, because I just think they're just going to give him the workhorse. They're going to work him. But if I do end up drafting Murray, you have to draft Henry. It's almost a given because they're going to give this young buck some touches, and it's only a matter of time before, if he does start breaking down, that Henry's going to get that shot.
All right, to close out our top 10 here, and we're actually going to do 15 because we want to mention some names, but number 10 right here, we've got Fournette.
Yeah, Fournette. Basically like this year's Zeke in terms of the rookie class. He definitely has the most potential to break out. Don't think he's going to tear it up and put up 1,600 yards like Zeke did last year, but he's definitely this year's Zeke.
Now, here's the thing with Fournette, okay? He's got all the upside in the world. He's got the talent, but he is on the Jacksonville Jaguars. And I get this question all the time. How is he going to do? You know what? Everybody seems to kind of, well, not everybody, but a lot of people keep messaging me and thinking it's going to be a Zeke situation. Guys, that's tough to predict. I don't see it being the same situation as Zeke for a couple reasons. Number one, they don't have that O-line. Number two, more importantly, I find they're a throw-first team. They've got great receivers. It's tough. It's hard to predict. He's got that upside. Is he going to put up Zeke numbers? I doubt it. I really do. But he is a guy that's upside. I would consider him an RB2 with upside.
Yeah, I would have to say that. He's definitely not going to be putting up no 1,600 yards and 16 touchdowns on the Jaguars. If he does, oh my God, we look like geniuses right now. But I really can't see that happening, especially with the breaking news that the Jags lineman just retired.
Oh, did he?
Yeah. Apparently he was one of the older guys, and he's being replaced by a rookie who actually turns out, from the research I've done, to be a better run blocker. So there's a little bit upside there.
All right, but the thing with Fournette, Brian, here's the problem. People are expecting him to put up Zeke numbers, and we're telling you guys, be careful. I mean, don't draft him expecting Zeke numbers. I mean, again, that's the main thing that's bothering me right now, Brian. I want people to be aware of this. It's not, and it's the recency bias. They think, oh, because it happened last year, this rookie came up. Zeke is a one in a million.
Yeah, he's like a one in a generation type player, like the Adrian Petersons, players like that. They don't really come around too often. Every year, there's a ton of running backs that have all this potential. We've already named a bunch of them. P. Ryan, Kareem Hunt, Marlon Mack, all these guys. Great coming out of college. Great tape. Highlights all over the place. I mean, if you go by their highlight tapes, you would swear they're going to be the best running back in the league. But you got to be very, very careful. Very rarely does a running back come in and dominate the league.
All right, coming in at number 11. I could have slid this guy a little farther down. Again, he puts up consistent numbers. But to me, Brian, I don't like safe numbers. I like big upside numbers. But we played on the numbers. We played it safe on this one, which is unlike us because I would have slid him down a little bit more. Again, Brian twisted my arm. Brian doesn't know jiu-jitsu, but he's been studying a little bit. He's got this magazine here, and he's been studying jiu-jitsu moves. So he's twisted my arm here, and we managed to squeeze in. I don't even want to announce this one.
It's Lamar Miller. I mean, if you look at the stats, he's the workhorse. He's the starting running back there. He's exactly what we preach about. You got to have him in there. Last year, everybody had him top five. We were definitely against that. We had him around 10, and we got him in the same place this year. We got him at our 11th spot.
Brian, 6 touchdowns. That's it. I want to see 50 touchdowns.
Look above that. Who also has 6 touchdowns?
Okay, Gurley. But Gurley's got more upside, okay? Let's not talk about that. I like Gurley more than Lamar Miller. I see more opportunity. I think Gurley's a better athlete. I like Gurley over Miller. Let's move on to number 12.
I do see the upside of Gurley more than Miller, to be honest.
Fair enough.
But Miller is a safe RB2. Next up, speaking of upside, this guy probably has the most upside outside of Fournette, maybe even a little bit more depending on what type of running back or what type of team you like, but we got Mr. Dalvin Cook.
Dalvin Cook, got him as my RB2, everybody, and I grabbed him fairly early. I like him, love the upside, and I've watched a lot of tape. And again, when you're watching these tapes, there is a lot of highlights, but you got to see through the highlights and kind of observe the dynamic playability and how they run, how they cut, their downhill speed. You got to observe all these things when you're watching this college tape. And I watched all the tape on all these new rookies coming in. Dalvin Cook looks like the most dynamic player out of all of them. I love Dalvin Cook. I love the upside. And to my understanding, his mentality is he wants to be the next Adrian Peterson in a sense. He wants to shine. He wants to be that guy. That's what I'm reading.
Yeah, and you got to love the confidence in a young guy like that, especially a guy coming out of Florida State University. They're notorious for having great running backs. You got Warwick Dunn, Frank Gore, all coming out of that college. My favorite university team anyway, so I got to root for Dalvin Cook here.
All right, number 13, boom or bust opportunity here. A lot of people high on him. On the general consensus, he's higher. We got him lower, but J.H.I.
Yeah, it's tough with J.H.I. I mean, I'm reading reports of his knees not being the healthiest, so there's a little bit of concern there. But, I mean, Miami showed that they're willing to give this guy the rock and let him be the workhorse. He put up 260 attempts last year, 1,200 yards, 27 receptions, 8 touchdowns, still put up 215 points. So I can kind of see similar stats for this year unless he happens to go down. If that's the case, there's really nobody else there in Miami to take the ball from him.
Brian, we talked about those overinflated game numbers. He had a couple of games where he rushed over 200 yards. Is he going to do it again? I don't know. Probably one, maybe two games. Very possible. He's got that upside, but again, not really high on Miami and that whole team there. I'm staying away from Ajayi. So I have a new saying. I'm not high on Ajayi.
There you go. Next up, we got your boy, Marshawn Lynch.
Marshawn Lynch again, guys. I'm not really high on having running backs come out of semi-retirement, aging older backs. But this case, I actually don't mind Marshawn Lynch. I think he's going to get the volume, not high yardage, long run situations, but all the goal line work on a great dynamic offense there with Oakland. It'll be refreshing to see how he plays. These are games I want to watch. I want to watch the high-paying Derek Carr with the semi-retired Marshawn Lynch and great receivers like Cooper and Crabtree. It's going to be a great offense. This is an offense I really want to watch along with the Cowboys, Giants, Packers. I just want to watch football, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, I was reading something today. Last Sunday was the only Sunday we're going to have without any football going forward. Game's going to start kicking off. We're actually going to have some news and some, hopefully not too many injuries to talk about. But speaking of Marshawn Lynch, I'm not too high on Lynch. I just need to see something first. But here's an interesting stat. This is Marshawn's basically last full season that he played, not 2015, 2014, when he actually put together a full season. 280 carries, 1,300 yards, 37 receptions with 17 touchdowns, guys. You can't ignore those numbers. As much as I do not want him on the list, I have to put him on there based on that upside.
Yeah, I mean, I could have slid him up a little bit higher ahead of Miller and Ajayi, but we got to do this right and put the numbers in place and do it accurately.
And then next up to finish off the list here, we got McCaffrey.
McCaffrey, again, from what I'm hearing, Stewart just made a comment saying he looks unstoppable in practice, Brian.
Yeah, and it's tough to say. I haven't been too high on McCaffrey. I see a lot of places he's usually around that 15th spot. I'm not too high on him. I need to see something. I need to see some more. Stewart and the coaches have already been on record saying that he is still going to be the workhorse. So got to see what kind of reps and touches this guy's going to get. Is he going to be only third downs? Is he going to move out to slot receiver and catch balls out of the backfield? Who knows? We got to see that before I can be totally sold on McCaffrey. But the talent is there.
Now, running back tips, guys. Again, try to secure that solid running back in round one. And I know I broke my own rule last night in the draft, Brian. I drafted Michael Thomas round one, partly because everyone listens to my podcast. They know how bad I wanted Michael Thomas. If I slept on it, I would have probably lost Michael Thomas because I was drafting 10th and I could have lost him in one of those spots. So I didn't want to take the risk. I like the upside with him. I preach about Michael Thomas, so he's got to be on my team. So that's the only case. I mean, if I wasn't going to get David Johnson, Bell, or Zeke, I was going to gamble on a high-end receiver. And if people are drafting Odell Beckham, who we're saying is going to have a little bit of a decline this year, and they're grabbing Beckham 6th, 7th, I'm definitely grabbing Michael Thomas at 10th.
Yeah, I've seen Thomas go in the first round in quite a few drafts. And you got to stick to your strategy. Like you said, you were fine grabbing Thomas because you knew you could swing around and pick up Gurley. You're cool with that strategy. You're cool with those players. So that's what you got to roll with, guys. Even though you listen to the podcast, don't totally take everything we say to heart and listen to every single thing we do. You still have to trust your gut. You still have to form your own team. We're here to help you make those better decisions. So don't just say, oh, the counselor said this, I'm going to draft this person. Use your instinct, use your knowledge, learn and make yourself a better player.
And use that Cuddy system, guys. Go through that in your head. Consistency, upside, durability, depth chart, and upside. Use that Cuddy system. Go through that in your head and you will have a solid roster.
Yes, sir. And it's really that simple. Do your mock drafts. Keep it up. Keep listening to the podcast. Join the Facebook group, Fantasy Football Counselor private group on Facebook. Interact, ask questions. If you see us post, comment, let us know your thoughts, engage with the other listeners. Take this as a learning opportunity to make yourself the best fantasy football player you can be.
All right, guys, that wraps up the top 15 running backs, and we are ramping up for the season as it's coming up. We're going to be doing our top 15 wide receivers, and there's tons of depth at this position, but we got to hone it down to 15. We want to narrow it down for you. And we're going to have that released on Friday morning. And the week after, we're going to be doing one episode filled with tight ends, defense, and kickers. And the week after that, one week this Friday, we're actually going to be doing the ultimate draft prep. Huge episode getting you ready for your draft. A lot of people are doing their drafts now. I think it's the perfect time to get that episode in the first week of August. Solid time.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, it's kind of a tad bit early to be drafting right now, just prior to the preseason games. You never know what could happen there with the guys getting on the field. But I mean, most people start drafting first week to mid-August. So we definitely got to get that draft prep out of there in case you guys are planning on drafting a bit early.
You can always go back and reference it, guys, for sure. Now, one more thing, guys, before we let you go here, we've got a private Facebook group. It's booming. I mean, we started this, what, Brian, 3 weeks ago?
Yeah, just barely, very, very, very new.
And it's on fire. I mean, we're up to 600 people already requested to join within 3 weeks. It's been crazy. And I keep getting a request to join here. So it's a private Facebook group. Simply search Fantasy Football Counselor Private Group. So guys, again, go search Fantasy Football Counselor Private Group. Request join, we'll accept you. Lots of great things happening. People leaving their mock draft results, questions being answered. It's a great community. We're building the greatest community in fantasy football.
Yeah, and then we got the listener leagues on the go. We're already ramping up. We're over 20 teams in the league right now, so it's getting crazy. Be patient. We still have DMs to get to. We'll get everybody in. If you've messaged us, consider yourself a guaranteed spot in the league. We will get you in there.
Yeah, we're putting these leagues together. And if you want to be a commissioner in the league, guys, DM, we want to be commissioners. We need team leaders that can report back to the matchmaker and I with the results and the numbers. And we're going to have prizes. We're still determining all this. We got to sit down, Brian, actually. We've been so busy lately, but we got to sit down, get these leagues organized with the commissioners, get them started. And we have really good information on what platform. It's not going to be on Yahoo. It's not going to be on ESPN. It's going to be on this brand new platform. We're going to build up the suspense and tell you guys what that platform is soon. Some of you guys might know, but stay tuned.
Yeah, it's revolutionary, groundbreaking. It's going to be awesome. You'll see. Stay tuned for all the details. Be patient. We'll get to you.
All right, guys. We will see you on Friday morning with the top 15 wide receivers. Have yourself a great week. And just to let you guys know, we are ramping up to 5 times a week when the season starts. So bear with us. We're going to have the ultimate schedule for you guys, including a daily fantasy episode with Brian on Saturday mornings, my solo Sunday, hump day with the counselor. So much going on. Live Q&As on my Instagram and Facebook every Sunday morning. And the possibilities are endless here, Brian. Facebook live feeds everywhere, tons of information. I can't stop.
We're just basically going to be everywhere. We're here to help you guys dominate your leagues. We helped a ton of people last year. We're going to do the same thing this year. So stick with us. We're going to the top.
It's the only podcast you need. Click that subscribe button, and we'll see you Friday morning with our huge top 15 wide receiver episode.
We're out.